Sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw Neflaos B'Torah Hashem, Baruch Hashem, and we saw the Yisod based on the Rambam that when Paro misuses his Bechira, the Bechira is taken away from him, and he is found guilty even for things he didn't choose. And we saw that's the power of Bechira, that once somebody chooses wrong, not only Paro, but anybody, then they will also have to take the brunt of the effects of choices made without Bechira, such as that of his Avos, if he follows in their path, as we discussed at length in the previous shiur. But this also works, B'midah Tova Meruba, and the zenith of the expression of this klal and the Tzad HaTov is when Chazal say that if someone says Vayichulu, he becomes a shutuf, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'maisa bereishis, he's like God's partner in creation. So there's no maisa that's so mufka from Bechiras HaAdam, like Briyas Shemayim V'aretz, but if he says Vayichulu, so now he uses his Bechira to acknowledge the creator of the heaven and the earth, and in that way he's mitztaref kiviyachol to the borei in the creation of the world, even though that's out of the shetach of his bechira. It's as if he chose to create the world. So that's an amazing idea, that the positive bechira of choosing to say vayichulu can connect one to the actual briyas haolam. It says in the pasuk in Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 2, aloch v'kros v'zenei yushlam zacharti lachesed nuraich tzetra lechtech acharai b'midbar. So God remembers the chesed of our youth when we walked after God in the deserts. It's not just a haskara b'schus na'urim, but rather this schus changed the whole mahalach of Yitzias Mitzrayim, because on the etzim zechiyah legulasim shel Yisrael, there were all these kitrugim, halalu v'alalu, their avodah zara, and only b'derech dilug al haharim v'kfitza al hagvos uviyad chazaka yatsu mimitzrayim, only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in extra effort, kiviyachol, and jumped over the mountains. He skipped over and he allowed us to leave Mitzrayim, even though we weren't worthy, with his especially strong hand. But after the Chesed Nurayich, now the Jewish people, following HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the desert, we became partners and worthy of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And there's no Chesed Nurayich that is, the Chesed Nurayich of Klal Yisrael is not less chashuv than Amiras Vayichulu, the Chesed Nurayich of the Maisa Bechira Bein Yitzias Mitzrayim, because the going in the Midbar is part of the purpose of leaving Mitzrayim. So this Chesed of following God transformed the whole Maisa Yitzia to the merit that was earned, that was deserved. And anybody who is Nogea B'Bechira goes into the Tchum of Bechira. In other words, now that we made the positive choice of following God into the desert, so it's as if we earned the actual Yetziah Mimitzrayim because of our positive choice in following Hashem to the desert. So now we get credit also for the actual Yetziah, for the leaving of Egypt, which was not originally earned and deserved, but we needed Hashem's especially strong hand. So now we go back to the Parash of Parah. Since in the Maisa Bechira, it was Tchilaso Beratzon, originally he chose what was bad, and therefore he was Nenash, even after Ne'ilas Dalsas Hatshuva, like in Ar Ben Choshech, just like he was punished by Dam and Tzfardea earlier, now it's all transformed, transported into the realm, into the domain of Paro's Bechira. And even though his Alalti, we're making fun of him, we're laughing at him, it's a game, we're playing around with him, like we spoke about in the previous shiur, Rashi is alalti sachakti, nevertheless, these makas are coming as if they're speaking to him seriously, as if he really deserved them. Now the Rambam mentions in his Lashon that these makas of Arba and Choshech is din lifnei dayan ha'emes sheyavu alav apiron b'tzuras menias hatshuva. It's a din in front of the true judge that he loses his power of choice. And if so, when Avram Avinu was told, v'gamis ha'goya sheyavodu dan anochi, this dan that they are going to be judged includes not only the makos, but also the menias hatshuva. The great chiddush of this din, the Rambam brings, with the lashon of Dayan Emes, God is the true judge. God is judging him as if he's a Baal Bechira, even though he doesn't have Bechira. And this is the true judgment. So part of the judgment of Paro is that he lost his right to do tshuva. Now, Komash, and whatever was said about Yetzias Mitzrayim is Bederech Nagofa Rafo, what was a Makkah to Mitzrayim, is a refuah to Klal Yisrael. And Chazal already darshan, Motziah Sirim Bekosheros Bechi Sherus. Like it says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin 22a, Bechi and Shiros, that was Bechi, and one that's Bekosheros, Bechi with crying, and Shira, Kosheros, Shiros. Whenever there was crying for Mitzrayim, there was a shira, there was a refuah for the Jewish people. And if we're closing up the gates of tshuva mipnei Mitzrayim, nevertheless, it's considered as if they chose what was bad, even though they don't have bechira. And the tzad harira, that's part of their nagof. So there's also refuah liyisrael, that the negiyah of bechira, bebilti bechira, the touching of bechira, choice, with non-choice, with not making the choice, brings the non-choice into the realm of choice. And that's the Rege B'tzias Mitzrayim that was credited to the chesed and schus of the Jewish people, thanks to Lechtech Acharei B'Midbar Hama'uchor L'Masa HaYitziah. That came after the Yitziah. We made the right choice there, so we get credit even for we didn't make a choice. And it's connected to Gulas Mitzrayim because it's part of the parasha of Dan Anochi, right? The Dan Anochi and the Tzad of Onesh is to the Mitzrim, that their free choice was taken away, and nevertheless they were punished for that. And we have the good side, the Rafo, is that we used our free choice for good, and therefore we get credit even for what we didn't choose. Tzad HaTov. Shinantam Luvanecha, we know the mitzvah to teach your children Torah, mitzvah haben al ha'av, the mitzvah of the son to learn, that the father has to teach him. But by Matan Torah it says, Valdatan Luvanecha v'luvnei vanecha. Here you have a cheshbon of a grandson. Valdatan Luvanecha v'luvnei vanecha. The Gemara says that it's as if you were makariv him in front of Har Sinai if you teach your grandchild Torah v'talmud Torah. There's a special darga of kiruv lahar Sinai, of coming close to Har Sinai, and that's the darga klolis that shaykh to every lomid who merits this, that he's miskarev to matan Torah mi Sinai. And teaching your child is just a hechitimsi misuyam. It's a means for this process, that all mitzvahs lelamed is father to son. When you teach your grandchild, you're skipping over one generation and you're bringing him closer to Har Sinai. In other words, instead of him being one generation closer to Har Sinai, when you teach your grandchild, he's two generations closer to Har Sinai. I will call Yachid v'Yachid Yachol Iskosulze. Every Yachid could be Zochid to this if the Kedushas HaTorah penetrates him properly. Every Yachid can reach this Madjerega. But what's the nature of this Madjerega of coming closer to Har Sinai? It says Nishmos, Parakhov, Pasuk Yates, Atem Re'isem, etc. Kim Neshamayim Dibarti Imachem, I spoke to you from the heavens. Rashi says, Lo B'Misores, not with tradition, I actually spoke to you. There's a difference between what you see and what other people tell you. The union is that all of Knesset Yisrael is like one coma. One person sees a mare, and after the mare goes away, he can close his eyes and he can remember what he saw. So Mamish B'Doma L'Kach is the tzeir for the Doros of Komas Knesset Yisrael. And that the Dora Midbar is the Dora Re'iyah Tem Re'isem and Kol Yis Knesset Yisrael sees Mamet Har Sinai with the eyes of the Dora Midbar. And even if they weren't there, they have in their memory this vision. In other words, it's an idea called in English the collective memory of the Jewish people. So just like you see something and then it sticks in your memory, so to the Doros, we have in our memory this vision that we had, this experience we had at Har Sinai. And that's the Perish Doros HaMesorah Behetem Im Atem Re'isem. Tradition. So Mesores is not tradition. We have a tradition, it has nothing to do. It's not us, it's our ancestors, we just have a tradition from them. No. The Mesorah fits with the Atem Re'isem. In other words, this passing on allows us to reconnect with our collective memory to the Atem Re'isim, to what we saw at Sinai. The Dora Midbar is like the Chush HaRe'iyah, like the sight, the sense of sight, through which we are able to see everything. The more a person is saturated with the Kedusha Satara, so he stands with the same clarity of being able to see. The more Kedusha Satara you have, the more you're able to see. And this being close to the Misara, to the Atem Re'isem, that is the content, that is the nature of the Madrigas of Kirva Lufnei Har Sinai. By every Yachid, it's Chovas HaLavavus. To teach your grandchild is the Maisa Befoal of Kirva Lufnei Har Sinai. We have a Chovas HaLavavus to try to be able to re-envisage that Mamad Har Sinai. And when you teach your grandchild, you're doing it Befoal, like Chazal say. You're allowing him to skip a generation and you're breaking him closer to Har Sinai. But Yetzias Mitzrayim, we never hear such a mahalach, that somebody who tells over Yetzias Mitzrayim to his grandson is mekariv him to Yetzias Mitzrayim. We find that you're mekariv your grandson to Mamad Har Sinai. We don't find that you're mekariv your Kedushin Daf Lamed. You don't find that you're mekariv to Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the reason is because Yetzias Mitzrayim, it says Ba'avor Zeh Asah Hashem Li, and Chazal were Magdir Li B'muvan Prati, not Klal Yisrael Dik. Hashem did it to me, and that's because Yetzias Mitzrayim is mechayev ikar hadin sheyotzi adam is atzma midargas mesiris. So you have to take yourself out of it just being a tradition and putting yourself into the Atem Re'isem. And therefore, there's the we don't have the milah of kirvo lifnei Yetzias Mitzrayim like we have by Torah. Because Yetzias Mitzrayim is mechayev ikar hadin kol echad sheyamid asma b'dargas Atem Re'isem. In other words, you're not just standing now as somebody who received this mesoras. Again, by Mamad Har Sinai, the doras ha-mesora fit with the Atem Re'isem. We connect to that Atem Re'isem where it's still the door of mesora. When it comes to Yetzias Mitzrayim, we're not even holding by the door of mesora of the tradition, but rather we're holding by actually being there chayev adam liros es atzma. In every generation, we have to see. So our generation has to be the generation that was at Mitzrayim. That's where we're holding. And when we talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim, there's no inyan of kirvo lifnei Yetzias Mitzrayim, because you're not miskarif to Yetzias Mitzrayim. You're actually there. So we go back to the beginning. By Makas Arba, it says Asher salalti b'Mitzrayim. Salalti lashon alila. Malila is like incriminating somebody. I am incriminating you, I am making you guilty for what you're not guilty for, because the gates of tshuva have already been closed. But this alila, this incrimination is a joke. Not that the definition of the term hisalalti is schok. No. What hisalalti means is alila, that hu baba alila alav, that he's coming with to make him guilty, to show that he's really guilty, that it's his fault. But here the alila is a schok. What do you mean he's guilty? He didn't choose. So how can he be guilty? And the answer is that's a schok. And so why by Yetzias Mitzrayim do we not find, when we talk about the Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim, we don't find the pasuk of Laman Tisaper Ba'ozne Bincho Ben Bincha that we find by Makas Arbe? It's because we said earlier, Binyana asali, what does it mean li? Shiratzmo kilu yatsa mimitzrayim. The whole mahalach of isalalti wasn't misgala l'ayin. It was only misgala ayidei nevuas Moshe. Lanu as hanasa v'libo shel paro. Only by nevuas Moshe we know what's going on in Paro's heart. And anise mitzrayim, it says, Zohan yisal avoy lakachas lagoy mikerev goy b'chol asher asalichem Hashem elokechem mitzrayim le'einecha. So if so, the tzchok of isalalti, which wasn't bevachinas le'ein necha, can't go into the Sibri Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sibri Yetzias Mitzrayim is what you saw, and the hisalalti we didn't see. So therefore, this cannot be a pasuk telling us The pasuk of Asher Salalti Lamanti Sapir Bosne Bincha Ben Bincha Es Asher His Salalti, this can't be part of the regular chi of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, because Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is what we saw, and the schok that Paro didn't have bechira, that we didn't see with our own eyes. That was something going on in Paro's heart. We only know that from the Vuas Moshe. And therefore, this pasuk is not used as a source to tell us there's a chiyuv of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, because this was not le'einecha. Umeosotam gufa yesh makom lahaskir Sipur le'necha. And for that very reason, we can mention the relations of the story to the grandchild. Because there's always a special mailan mesira lenechad when it's an avoda of kirvo lifnei, bringing someone close. But that's all mitzad klali is kinesis Yisrael and the mahalach of kirvo daris l'dor rishon by Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. We said that it's mutal al kol echad befrat. Everybody has to see themselves if they're going out in Egypt. But this prat of salalti b'mitzrayim, there's no mahalach of asher asa Hashem li derech le'inecha. There's no mahalach of you, God doing it to you with your eyes, because you can't see this, because this is going on in Paro's heart. So now there's still room to tell it over to your neched and bring him closer. And therefore, dafka b'makas arbe, you see the asher salalti, and you see the tesaper b'aznei bincha ben bincha. The asher salalti is what's going on in Paro's heart. That's not something that we can witness on our own. There's no chiv of liros es atzmo. Memela, we have the tesaper b'aznei bincha ben bincha. Tell your grandchild, bring him closer, just like we have teaching your grandchild, you bring him closer to Sinai. Here, by telling your grandchild, you bring him closer to the experience, as opposed to him being there himself, which he can't, because the hisalalti we don't see with our own eyes. The hadvarim hayu niflaim b'yoseri. It has been an absolute privilege to be able to share this incredible Torah with you, and we should be zochet to see continual niflaos mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom.